American Red Cross officials say nearly all of the more than 250,000 hurricane evacuees have been cleared from shelters, but that FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, yesterday failed to meet a deadline to close all facilities. As NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, thousands of people remain in shelters, still waiting for housing, 7 weeks after Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast.
Ever since the hurricane destroyed their home in the lower Ninth Ward of New Orleans, Dion Thompson and her five children have been sleeping on cots with hundreds of other evacuees in the small town of Gonzales. Communal living, no privacy, waiting for a real place to call home.
Comfortable, place to lay your head, roof over your head, but it's starting to wear out. You know, I've been here 7.5 weeks. What's the holdup? What's the problem?
The number of people remaining at shelters has dropped dramatically in the past few weeks, from a peak of about 273,000 around the country to just 15,000. But still, hundreds like Thompson are waiting for an available apartment or home, hopefully in or near New Orleans. But emergency officials say the enormous scope of hurricane damage has slowed down the process of getting them out of the shelters. Red Cross spokesperson Elisa Feldman says the agency couldn't meet the October 15th goal to empty all the shelters.
We're not about to shut our doors when there are people who still need help.
FEMA is expected to spend more than $400 million to put up evacuees in hotel rooms across the country. Many have moved out of shelters and into new mobile homes at new FEMA trailer parks. But housing is scarce throughout the hurricane-damaged South. And FEMA officials say getting land and permits to place new trailers is taking time. Red Cross spokesperson Denine Cooper adds that many of those still in shelters have special needs that make it more difficult to place them.
The focus right now on FEMA is to be sure that they identify all the people that need to be housed and get them into the appropriate housing, because obviously someone who lives in a wheelchair is not going to be able to get into a trailer.
Emergency officials in Louisiana say they're also frustrated by the slow pace of moving hurricane survivors through their next phase of recovery. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News, New Orleans.